Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
So, to take the action that you're suggesting as opposed to other actions which may be taken, and again, not going into what was in the shade meeting, the bottom line is you will likely put the city at greater, not less, legal risk than it stands in the current situation where it has brought a lawsuit which has been successful and probably stands to earn fees from for what it has incurred.
So to recap, for anybody who has not been with us through the whole saga today, the city of Milton had filed a lawsuit against Mayor Heather Lindsay under the old city council, requiring or demanding that she produce public records that she had not produced. The judge decided that, yes, there are public records she has not produced, hundreds of them, and had given her a deadline of yesterday to produce them. New city council comes in. New city council is on her side, 6-2, typically. And so they were seeking, or they were discussing in a shade meeting last Monday, whether to drop or continue the lawsuit. We all expected that they would drop it, which is amazing because they were winning the lawsuit. The city council, the city of Milton, is winning the lawsuit against the mayor. The judge already said there were parts of it she had to disclose. That means they're winning. Were they likely to get legal fees back from the mayor at the end of the lawsuit? Likely, as you heard there, the sort of second attorney for the city, Eric Mead, who is in the same law firm as Alex Andrade, but Alex wasn't at this meeting. He was there. Says, yeah, you're likely to win fees back in this if you hang tough. So $36,000 has been billed on this about so far, and you're likely to get that back if you stay. So the constant complaint about losing money by continuing this is exactly backwards. I mean, you can argue that the city shouldn't have done this in the first place. Of course, I think you should also argue that the mayor should have just produced the records, which she has completely refused to do all the way along. And you got to wonder what's in the records. Okay, so that's kind of where we are. And yes, we got more than enough texts requesting that we put this all together in a single episode, so we will. So what I hadn't shared with you is some of the comments. And remember I said that Robert Leake, the city councilman, again, now, who has been, he did like a 35, 40-minute soliloquy of why Alex is wrong and the lawsuit was misguided and shared a bunch of text messages and out of context, out of order, with not very much balance in what I thought was an effort to completely obfuscate the issue away from whether the lawsuit is right and into whether Alex is misguided or bad or whatever. And as Casey Powell called him out on it, you know, you didn't even talk during the shade meeting. Don't talk about the shade meeting, but you didn't even talk during the shade meeting. And you're going to spend all this time missing the point in the meeting today. Okay. 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 I feel like Joe Pesci. Okay. 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 So Marilyn Farrow, who is a frequent critic of, Alex's, I suppose, one of the two that was on the previous 6-2 minority and is now as part of the 6-2 majority. She says,
there were quite a few phone calls and exchanges with him by text and email. And they got so repetitive that I finally had to block him for a time.
Now, remember, Mayor Heather Lindsay has long ago blocked Alex Andrade on her phone, because she doesn't like him or get along with him or want to hear from him. Marilyn Farrow says she's blocked Alex. I will say this. Alex does text a lot, okay? But that's because he's always wanted to make sure and give more information rather than less, okay? In fact,
at one point he texted me and said, you're going to be tired of hearing from me. And frankly, I was at that point.
But that was because he was following up on something she'd wanted to do, relevant context. And then she said this, and this was kind of amazing, but there's more to the story than what's being said here.
There were some text messages where he threatened to take action against me, and this was in relationship to my phone call to him when the North Santa Rosa Water Board authority bill was before the legislature, and I asked him to please pull the bill. And he threatened to take action against me. I have a text message regarding that. if I would ever conflate his service in the legislature with his service as city attorney. And he told me that he was not my legislator, and I was not his constituent. So I thought that was very unusual that he would respond that way.
Okay, context. Okay, first of all, she did not read the whole text. I will read you the whole text in a moment. But context, he's not her legislator. She's not his constituent. He's in the south end of Santa Rosa County. He works for the city as a city attorney, but in a completely separate capacity. He's not her legislator. Now, will they listen to different people? Sure. But to say she's not his constituent is just technically accurate. He says in this text, dated January 5th of last year, if you ever conflate my service as the city's attorney and pressure me to take specific legislative action, that's a very specific allegation, and pressure me to take specific legislative action because I, quote, work for the city, quote, again, I will be duty-bound to file a complaint with the state attorney's office and the ethics commission. I'm so incredibly disappointed in the way you felt comfortable doing that. So the question is, what did she say? Well, according to him, she called him and said, as the city attorney, you should pull this bill that she didn't like, the water bill. Well, him working for the city as the attorney is one thing, but asking him to do something as a legislator because he works for the city and she's her boss, his boss in that regard, is completely inappropriate. And if he thought that was pressure or a kind of blackmail against him, responding this way is a completely appropriate way to respond. Don't get confused. I work for you in capacity A as the attorney. I do not work for you, except that I am an elected official, of which you are not my constituent. And don't ever threaten my job again and ask me to do you a favor at the legislative level. That's actually super appropriate to say. So, you know, which one is it? Well, you know, David Farrow, who's her husband, comes up and he says,
now, I've known about this issue with Alex, the threat he made to my wife. And you guys know I'm not one to stand and take that, but my wife has requested me to. And Marilyn, I appreciate you coming out and letting people know how this man treated you. And if we don't get rid of him, it's going to continue.
Well, if all she said was, hey, please consider this, be one thing. If she said, you know, implying, you know, your job requires you to do this, completely different thing. And she did not read the whole text or explain the context. So whose side are you going to pick? I mean, I have great confidence in Alex Andrade, in his ability to present accurate information. I trust and rely upon him. I know a lot of people don't like him. That's fine. I know a lot of people like him. That's fine, too. But this got worse, not better. Like, this is bizarre, some of the stuff that came up in the follow-up to this meeting. John Pickens has traffic on the files. We'll be back to this in a second.
Still dealing with the accident that happened on Pine Forest Road and West Nine Mile Road. Not as much delays there, but we're still seeing just some minor delays. I-10 eastbound is actually looking good between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, back to the amazing, never-ending Days of Our Milton. So keep in mind kind of the Pitchfork Posse group, okay? The, you know, Lauren Cooper, Odgers, Pam Mitchell, David Farrow, Sherry Chapman. This group has been wanting to get rid of Alex, get rid of Randy Jorgensen, get rid of Ed Spears, get rid of Jeff Snow off city council. And they are winning. I mean, they won the election. Okay, they have the majority. They're doing their best now to get rid of another trouble spot, Alex, right? I didn't catch whose name this was. I should know, and I don't, but it'll set the tone for you.
I just want to say that some of the things that Alex has done, I think what Councilman Leake was trying to say, that he's a very vindictive person. If you say something that he doesn't like or goes against what he's doing, he will come after you, not just as councils, but as citizens.
I think Alex doesn't let it go very well. I agree with that. He sometimes keeps, because he likes to win and he believes he's right. He and I have a different approach on this. So I actually understand that. But to say he's vindictive is an interesting one. Pam Mitchell, kind of the leader of the Pitchfork Posse or the Save Our Blackwater folks.
Pam Mitchell. We're bashing Alex. I get it.
In the context of whether to go through with a lawsuit or not, completely unrelated.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You can't have two sets of rules. And he's got two sets of rules. He doesn't like Heather. Maybe he's threatened by strong, smart women. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm strong or smart, but he's threatened by me because he attacks me constantly.
What? Yep, I'm just telling you, that is not the issue. You should meet Alex's wife. She is an incredibly smart, strong woman. I'm not seeing it. But that had come up several times. David Farrow said the same thing earlier.
In this council, I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about the people that did sit in these council seats. They had a hate for... There was one particular person, actually two. One of them was not a council member, that hated women that were strong.
What? I never saw it.
Now, I'm not going to tell you who they are. Everybody out here knows who they are because we see what's going on back there. And some of you back there know who it was.
So now, not just wrong on law, mean, vindictive, and doesn't like strong women. Very beginning of this meeting, Robert Leak asked Mayor Lindsay, do you think you should be here chairing this meeting? Maybe you shouldn't. And she said, I don't know why I should leave. And the lawyer said, you know, we'll see. If I can criticize Eric Mead at all in this, I think he was a stellar example of restraint during this meeting. That's the lawyer who's in the same law firm as Alex Andretti. I'm actually surprised that Gavin Hawthorne or Casey Powell or somebody didn't point of order raise the question, you're spending so much time directly attacking a staff member who's not here on a personal level and not even dealing with the core issue of whether the lawsuit should go forward or not. That's a violation of their rules. It's something that Mayor Lindsay should have long earlier in this meeting put a stop to and did not. And it now got to the point where they're accusing him of being a sexist and hating strong women and being vindictive. And even Pam Mitchell, what a great acknowledgement as you're getting ready to talk.
We're bashing Alex. I get it.
Well, then don't do it. If that's what's happening, then don't do it. So they go through all of this, and Larry McKee is the one who Larry McKee actually voted against dropping the lawsuit. So I give him great credit for that. And he said,
did vote against ending it, mostly because I didn't want to get caught up in the personal side of it. I wanted to really think it through. And to me, it seemed like the courts were deciding it for us.
Right. It was over.
And I kind of wanted to let them finish their job. Now,
right.
I'm not happy with the amount of money we've spent on this at all. I think it was a waste from the beginning. However, once it's in there, decisions were going to be made. It should have been ending real soon, one way or the other. But it was very important in my mind to understand logically and not personally.
Yeah, and that's why he voted not to drop the lawsuit, which is right. They shouldn't have dropped the lawsuit. The lawyer advised them, you're going to incur legal liability, you're going to forfeit the reclaiming of the legal funds you've spent on this, which you were very likely to get. And so this like crocodile tears that was being shed, that were being shed over the cost, Sherry Chapman.
Another thing too, this is an astronomical amount of money that is milking a dried up cow.
Well, then wait for the lawsuit to play out. You're almost there. You're at the end. You're going to win. Anyway, so they get all the way down to the end. And you remember that one time at the very end of the meeting where Mike Cusack asked, City Councilman Mike Cusack asked Alex, hey, are you going to come back and work for us? Are you still working for us anymore? And Alex is like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because he would. And then Mike's like, oh, okay, well, I heard some things. Okay, so Mike Cusack, toward the end of the meeting, is about 9:45.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion before we adjourn.
What motion are you asking to be recognized?
I want to make a motion to terminate the city's contract with Moore Hill and Westmoreland Law Firm effective March 3rd, 2025. And I instruct the city to issue an RFQ for a new law firm to represent the city. In the meantime, securing an interim law firm voted on by council until the new law firm is in place.
Okay. Way late in the meeting to bring this up. Out of order. It's not an agended item. This is completely inappropriate. Robert Leak, to his credit.
Can we discuss this at a later meeting to have some thought process?
Yeah, can we push? What are you talking about? No, not tonight.
I would like to have time for further discussion. I'm not interested in voting on it tonight. I mean, we've been here almost 5 hours, so I think that we've had enough for this evening, but I would like to discuss this further at another time.
Ashley Fretwell, to her credit, after both of them did vote to drop the lawsuit wrongly, they at least wanted to wait on this. Nope, they pushed ahead, and so they instructed staff to go ahead and ask people to solicit for requests to become the new lawyer, and they're going to look into that. And so they didn't actually dismiss, but they kind of soft did. So here's where this gets extra funny. I've mentioned this before, but it's just worth mentioning again. The law firm, Alex Andrade, Eric Mead, and others who they work for, this is Moore Hill and Westmoreland, after this meeting in which they were told to go to the judge and try to drop the case in an effort to avoid ever getting the public documents from Heather Lindsay, which they are entitled to and might well get compensated for legal fees, they said, we can't work for you anymore. You're asking us to do something illegal to obstruct a court. We are now off this case. We are not representing you anymore. So they've withdrawn. Rightly so. You're asking us to participate in obstructing the securing of legitimately due public documents from a public official. We cannot do that and stay within the bounds of our oath to the law. People are asking me, are there contempt orders coming? Can the state attorney's office do anything? Will the state do anything? Time will tell. So far, the state attorney's office has shown no interest in enforcing the Sunshine Law, public records laws. No interest at all. Now, I don't know if all of this attention might. We'll see. The deadline was yesterday. She hasn't produced them yet. Traffic on the Fives, John Pickens. We will podcast this all entirely as a unit on the podcast page.
Yeah, still dealing with that accident that happened at Pine Forest and Highway 29. Let's see if we can zoom back in there. All right, other than that, we're seeing I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 is looking a little bit better. Still seeing about a five-minute delay associated with that. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on essential oils. But remember,
says Lillian Wu, the Treasury Department's highest-ranking civil servant.
If I get sick again, I'll call my doctor to ask about my options.
Visit WeTalkWeRise.com to learn more. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Erroneous! Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts!
Oh, Lord, here we go again.
Oh, this is a good point. Somebody says, it will be interesting to see if any law firm will actually want to be counsel for the city of Milton. Agreed! You're a lawyer and you're going to give them advice and they're going to do the exact opposite and put the city in more legal jeopardy and then try to instruct you to do something you consider to be illegal. Would you put yourself in that position if you're a reputable law firm? I wouldn't. Steve Taylor's got our headline for us or two. Steve?
Well, a new court filing from the White House says Elon Musk is not the head of the Department of Government Efficiency. This comes as a federal judge is expected to issue a ruling by the end of today on the lawsuit over DOJ's power and access to some sensitive records. The court filing from the White House says Musk has no actual or formal authority to make government decisions himself. And that's what's happening.
And if he's acting as an agent of the president with the president's input, oversight, and guidance, I'm not sure I see the problem.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
been talks about ending the war in Ukraine with Russian but not Ukrainian diplomats in Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine. And
the concessions from all sides. The top social security.
What? Rip torn. I'm Andrew McKay.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I like pizza. I like it.
We're going to need a cage.
Do you know this movie? Michael Keaton, Multiplicity, and Andy McDowell?
Yes. Oh, I was trying to put it somewhere.
Where they're making a copy of him and then a copy. And yes. Then the fourth copy just calls everybody Steve because he's, you know.
Yes. Much easier.
The copy is never quite as sharp as the original. Oh, I don't know why, but we just recently watched that movie, and that's one of those like, all right, Steve. That was a thing my friends and I would always say to each other in referring to that. The weirdest movie quotes people get. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you are thinking about selling or buying a home, you want somebody who's going to give you great advice and get you all the way through to the sale. Christina Leavenworth is just excellent at this. One of the stories she told me that it just always stuck with me is, you know, in a lot of things, it's the little things you do. And if you do enough of the little things, it completely distinguishes you from the rest of whoever does what you do, because most people don't bother doing the little things. It's too much for them, or they don't care, or whatever. Little things, like she told me that whenever somebody comes to look at a house she's listing and they don't make an offer, she calls them, or what, calls the agent, you know? And you're like, well, everybody does that. No. Everybody knows you should do that. She actually does it. And when she calls them, she says, hey, what'd they think? You know, you didn't make an offer. Was there a problem? You know, what didn't you like? What did you like? Was the price, you know, the problem? Location, you know? Because in that, maybe she finds something that she can solve and get to a sale. That happens. Or maybe she just learns something so that she understands people better or can do something different with the house in the future. You know, we're getting feedback and people don't like this. Let's paint that room. Or let's get rid of that shrub. People don't like it curb appeal-wise. Like, you know, you learn and then you can improve. Or for a future sale, same thing. Like, you, that's an incredibly small thing. Well, massive success is often built on just doing a couple of really key small things and then being devoted to continually doing better and better at those little things. And that's gotten Christina to where she is. Her team sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that, like again and again and again. They just sell a lot of homes. So give her a call. Find out what she can do to help you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. 8:55 on News Radio. John has got traffic on the fives with prejudice. That's our new term. We've learned from the city council in Milton. If you say with prejudice,
it sounds
it's
more
real
official.
Serious. Yeah, that's right. So, John, tell him the traffic with prejudice.
Brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years. Open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. That's Jerry's Drive-In. Just one accident I want you to be aware about. It's a vehicle crash with injuries on Highway 90 in Chemukla. Not seeing any delays associated with this, but I just wanted you to be aware of it because it might start backing up here very soon. It just happened. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I don't mean to do a second frivolous topic, but honest question as a not native, Chemukla or Chemukla?
Chemukla.
Meg?
Chemukla.
I think a sh also. Mike? Chemukla. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just pronouncing it my way. Dadgummit, mobile.
I hear it both. I think it's acceptable to go either way. And it's one of those. It's like kind of halfway between them.
Yeah, as a Miltonian,
just kind of slur real. Like I used to say when I was teaching, if you don't know how to spell something, just scribble it real good with authority, and nobody will question you.
Exactly. Just say it fast.
So, all right, where are we at? On oh my god, we have so much stuff. No. Oh, okay. So. God, 2 hours ago? Yes, we talked about the Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico thing, and that's actually a really good segment. You should go back and listen to it. Everybody will learn something from that segment. You'll be surprised in both directions. But did you see the new thing? Did you see the new thing that Trump has done? He has banned the use... banned the use of the word felon at the White House. Because it's what?
Wait, seriously?
It's offensive because he was, you know, railroaded. And so the EO says, the executive order, in light of recent events, until further notice, I'm directing all staff, operations personnel, cabinet members, and White House visitors to stop using the word felon, capitalized, well, inside the White House or on White House grounds, whether in conversation or in writing, failure to comply with this directive will result in immediate expulsion and or disciplinary action. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump.
Wow.
Fake. It's not true. It's not true.
It's better not
totally
be.
Totally fake.
That's my
it's
free speech.
It's a fake news story. But I bring it up because two things. What have I always said? Trump will give you plenty of material. You do not have to invent things. Okay? That this is circulating and has been reposted by some people who should know better and don't realize that it came from a fake account. I mean, Snopes has a post about it, you know? No, this is not true. But why is it believable? Every urban legend, fake news story, whatever, there's an element of it that grabs you for some reason. Why does this one grab you? Because you never know what he might not do. You never know what nutty, weird, unexpected, out-of-the-box thing he might do. And there is a part of you, love him or hate him, that thinks, you know, and that's the problem with creating a persona that has such a poorly defined range of in and out of bounds is that people are more prone to invent some crazy thing like this. And what you kind of say is, I mean, I don't sound like it could be true, but Gulf of America didn't sound like it could be true either, or 51st state for Canada, or invading the Panama. You know, like, it's hard to say what the bound is. So, look, his way of being that ill-defined boundary is created problems in this case, or in other cases, very effective results for him. But it is a very interesting fake news story.